Listening Library presents The Key to the Indian by Lynn Reed Banks, read by the author.
Chapter 1. Anyone for camping? Okay, you chaps, I've got an announcement to make. The three boys stopped eating and looked up. Adiel and Gilon exchanged puzzled glances. It was the "you chaps" that did it, together with their father's hail fellow well-met manner. He simply was not the "you chaps" type. But stranger was to come. "What would you say to our all going camping?" Adiel dropped his jaw. Gilon dropped something noisier, his knife and fork onto his plate. A piece of toad in the hole was dislodged and fell to the floor in a small shower of rich brown gravy. "Oh, Gilon, don't show off. What a mess," said their mother, irritated. "Kitza, leave it," as the cat, lurking hopefully under the table, pounced. Gilon wrested it from her and plonked it triumphantly back on his plate. "You're not planning to eat it now?" His mother snatched it up and left the room with it, returning at once with a wet cloth. "What are you talking about, Lionel? Camping?" "Camping is what I'm talking about. What do you say, boys?" Adiel said, quite gently, "Are you feeling all right, Dad?" "Never better." "Camping? I mean, are you kidding? Camping? You mean on our own, without you?" "No, no, of course not. With me." There was a silence. Omri glanced at his mother. She was mopping up the splashes of gravy and was crouched by the table beside Gilon, staring glassily at her husband. The two older boys were staring too. Only Omri was not reacting with astonishment. He sat with narrowed eyes.